Rick, state economists are meeting in Tallahassee this week to draw up new forecasts on how well the state's finances are doing. Talk about this.
This is a process that's enshrined in legislation. Florida has an Office of Economic and Demographic Research that reports to the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House. And they've got a team of probably two dozen, roughly, people in EDR, as we call them. And EDR every year has to produce the state economic outlook. And one of the most important reasons to do that is because the governor, as we head into the autumn, is going to be evaluating various proposals for state programs or for tax relief and has to know roughly what's the health of the economy, because, of course, there's really only a few ways to generate income to government. You can tax wealth. We used to have some revenue from intangibles tax, you know, owning stocks. So there's tax on assets such as property, or there's tax on income that can be generated as well. And there's also taxes on consumption. And we have our biggest single source of revenue for the state of Florida is the sales and use tax, a 6% tax at the state level. And that's generating over half of our revenue that's generated within Florida. Obviously, there's a lot of money that comes down from the feds that goes into our budget. Last year, we had a $77 billion budget that was signed into law by the governor just a few months ago. And so as his team begins their budget deliberations, what can we afford, what can we not afford, they're going to have to work using the output from this forecast from the Legislative Office of Economic and Demographic Research. And so they update it a couple times a year, and they will come up with an update closer to the holidays around the Thanksgiving time frame that will be used by the legislature as it starts to formulate its own policies as we go into committee meeting weeks, and then session starts up. And then finally, around the middle of next March, we'll have what EDR calls its final estimate of upcoming economic activity. And that's the number that the legislature is going to have to adhere to. So it's a very important process. It helps ensure that Florida has a more stable and predictable budget regime than some other states. Here, we're a little bit more protected against fiddling the budget numbers because they are required to be an unbiased source. And of course, they purchase resources. They purchase economic models from top forecasting firms. They maintain that data in-house, those models in-house, and then they get updated. So it's a fascinating process, actually.
You've just completed a two-year term as senior economic policy advisor to the Florida Senate. What are your thoughts on what we can expect in terms of the outlook?
Well, you know, economic activity, which is our biggest source of sales and use tax, drive sales and use tax, and in turn, you can look at employment as a good indicator of what's happening there. And actually, employment for Florida has been on the upswing. I was just looking at numbers. And of course, you might expect that because Florida really, along with some other states, Arizona, Michigan, California, Nevada, just got clobbered in the Great Recession, which, of course, was housing boom and bust induced. And except for Michigan, among those five that we just named, Michigan has other problems. We saw that Florida really was among the most severely affected. So it makes sense to think that Florida would have one of the stronger rebounds from the recession because we're making our way back to trend rates of employment and trend rates of growth. And so just looking at the numbers for June of this year, Florida is up 3.1% in employment relative to June of 2013. You contrast that with the nation. The nation had decent job performance. You know, we've been talking these last number of months about net new job creation, maybe 200,000 net new jobs per year after you, you add in the hirings and subtract the firings and the separations. And we've been running at about 200, or even a hair more, which, you know, it's not the 300,000 and 400,000 that we might have expected a few years ago in a strong recovery. But given demographics, baby boomers aging, and that so many people have been out of the labor force for so long, $200,000 a month is an okay performance. Well, having said that, Florida was up 3.1%. The U.S. is up 2.1%. And, you know, that's – so we've got roughly 50% greater growth in jobs than the nation as a whole. And if you look at Pensacola, we're right at 1%. And so this pattern's somewhat typical. Florida grows faster than the nation. But the nation's actually experiencing faster than normal job growth right now. And Pensacola is not too shabby either.
Well, let's stay right here in Pensacola. Your office, OEDE, is helping the Studer Institute to put together a report on the Pensacola economy. Tell us a little bit about this.
We are. There's going to be a special insert to the News Journal coming out in just a few weeks. And some of our listeners may remember that back in 2001, we did a similar insert. At that time, it was the Haas Center working with the Pensacola News Journal. This time around, it's the Studer Institute working with UWF's Office of Economic Development and Engagement, looking at some of the longer-run trends. That's my contribution. You know, trends over a couple of generations. You know, we're no longer the military manufacturing town, that military and manufacturing town that we once were. Instead, we've got more retirees now, and our share of retirees has grown relative to both the state and the nation. And that has implications for Social Security payments and Medicare payments. And we've seen the service economy rise here as we have elsewhere. But I'll be looking at those things. It should be a great issue. I've seen the proofs for it, a lot of interesting information about education, about economic development, and a variety of topics. So I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Okay, Rick. Well, we will look forward also to seeing that and talking to you more about this report and specifically your contribution to it.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.